This is Margaret Gray, and welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This, then, is Motorhead and Ace of Spades. Yes.
Well, you're a regular heavy metal announcer, aren't you?
I know a little bit about this music, as you know, that I sang back up for...
Oh, yeah, I know. But
give me the yeah.
You did. You sang back up for who, Margaret?
You know full well... This isn't... Yes, this is Ace of Spades. No, it isn't Ace of Spades. You goddamn...
Aha, you got it wrong.
This is not Ace of Spades. You're right. This is Ghost BC.
Oh, goddamn. Anybody that was responsible for this, I want them now. I want them now.
Don't do anything.
Turn it down. Are you...
Come on, now.
You did that on purpose, didn't you? I got my eye on you.
I didn't do anything. That was supposed to be Ghost BC.
Why'd you think it was Ace of Spades?
Because this one here said it was going to be Motorhead.
Look, are you clowns going to do this at the beginning of the show? Because if you are, I'd like to get up, go outside, because I've been holding a fart in for the last half hour. Oh, goddamn.
That served you right.
You know, you're just the animal to do that kind of thing, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Now, are you...
Why don't you just go and take care of whatever you got to take care of, General?
Don't mind if I do.
Yeah. What an animal. God.
Margaret, who told you it was Ace of Spades by Motorhead?
How many times do I have to tell you? This one here.
I did not. I said there's Ace of Spades by Motorhead, but I better play Ghost BC on account of that one's due.
No, I don't play that.
Then you should have said something to me, all right, before you did that.
Oh, God damn. That was a blower, I'll tell you that, Phil. Get the fan on out here, will you?
Do you mind?
What's that?
Do you mind?
I just told you.
Get the fan on out there, will you?
Ah, shit. I told you.
What is it with this show? You guys have the manners of pigs, you know that?
I beg your pardon, sir.
Don't tell me I beg your pardon, sir. When I'm starting a show, I gotta go outside and fart.
You do?
You said that.
I want to get this cleared up. The next time you change up a song on me, you let me know, all right? Or that'll be the last song you change up.
Oh, my God. That's a direct threat.
You got that right.
Now, hold on for just a minute here. No.
Phil?
No, Phil. Now, if he changed up the song, then he changed up the song. You gotta be ready for anything, Hebe. You know? Gotta be ready for anything.
Did you just call me Hebe?
No, I didn't call you Hebe.
He said you gotta be ready for... You gotta be anything for ready, hey?
I said you gotta be ready for anything, hey?
Well, it sounded like you called me a Hebe, which I'm not. My husband is. And I say that with the greatest... Oh,
what a racist thing to say.
I'm not a racist. I'm married to a Jew. I can't be. Now...
What is that supposed to mean?
Did you cut your fart, or do we have to wait around for that?
Yes, I did. I told Phil to get the fan on.
God damn, people, calm down. What the hell's going on around here?
That's mine.
No, it ain't that. My oatmeal.
Get out of there with that oatmeal. You're not supposed to be eating in here anyway.
But it is my oatmeal.
Not that, but not a go-go.
That ain't Go-Gurt.
Get out of here with the Go-Gurt of the oatmeal. Now, what's the... Okay, here, all I'm going to tell you is that's his call, all right?
If it's his call, why doesn't he tell me?
Yeah, Margaret, as far as I know, he did. If he changes up the song at the last minute, you got to, you know, kind of be on top of that.
Jesus Christ, Margaret, you know, you're always blaming somebody else. You can never take responsibility for your own actions and
go ahead, gas bag. What is...
Wow, just because I let one go, huh?
That's right. I'm going to shift it all onto you. I don't want anyone blaming me.
Now, well, Margaret, you are to blame for your little moment of, for your little lapse there. Anyway, hello, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Did I get that oatmeal?
Get your oatmeal out of here. Welcome to the Phil Hendry Show here on this, whatever this is, Wednesday. By the way, I want to tell you that we've got the playoffs. Are the playoffs still on, Robert?
Yeah, I've got the Hillbilly Football Conference this weekend.
All right, so we have two more playoff games this weekend in the Hillbilly Football Conference. And I think this weekend it's Tampa at Portland and Utah at Miami. Tampa the winner over L.A. That was a very, very close game. I don't know how the hell that happened.
You know, I listened to that game, and that was the screwiest... I don't even know.
What? Which game was that?
It was the Tampa-L.A. Hillbilly game, and the wild card game, and I would have thought that goddamn... Jesus.
Well, what exactly about the game was weird?
The fact that they even played it. The Gator paint.
All right. Anyway, yeah, it was an upset. Tampa beating L.A. on the road, 31-28. So they now take on the Portland Logs in Portland. This is a big, tough road to hoe for the Tampa Gator bait. They'll take on the Portland Logs on Sunday, I think. Right? Or is it Saturday?
No, it's on Sunday.
On Sunday. And then on Saturday, yeah, it's Utah at Miami. Anyway, those games will be on our website, philhenryshow.com. Jack I. Gagner, Brett Morrison, Larry McKinney calling the play-by-play. Then after all of the playoffs are concluded, we are going to offer on our website for a one download the entire Milwaukee Lions season.
Jesus Christ. You're really going to do it.
You know, do that, Mr. Ray?
Yes, we are. Of course we are. Yes, we are. I mean, it's already available to our BSPs, and our BSPs have heard them week by week, and they've listened as the season has rolled out. But for people who haven't heard the games at all, we will make available in our store, in our online store.
Now, this will be a download. There won't be CDs.
No.
It'll be a download of all of the games from the very first game on September, whatever the hell it was, all the way through the Dickman Bowl, named after your great-uncle, right, Bud?
Yeah, my uncle, Ramro.
With your Uncle Ramro?
Yeah, he played for the New York Bulldogs.
Who the hell are the New York Bulldogs?
That's an old NFL team.
Yeah, it was one of the old NFL teams that came and went. There were a million of them.
Dad played center.
So anyway, I don't know. What do I know about it?
You got it in with this league, don't you? Don't you know that Brulee Hart? And by the way, that guy is some kind of a... That guy has disintegrated and gone into another dimension. Are you ready for that?
Who are you talking about?
The commissioner of this league.
Yeah, don't ask me, okay? All I know is we cut the deal with the league to carry their games. So here is the deal that we've cut with the league, and here is the league deal that they cut with us, and here's the one that we cut with you. All of the games will be available the entire Milwaukee Lion 2015 season.
Talk much?
Yeah, sometime. The entire 2015 season, as well as all the playoff games, will be available for one download price. I don't know what that's going to be, but it's going to be pretty affordable, I think.
Well, you have to consider the budgets of so many people these days, Phil. The economy is just...
Yeah, it's licking a... It licks a dog's...
You don't have to be crude about it.
Well, I will. It's licking a dog's nuts, okay? That's the economy. What do you want me to say? You want me to sugarcoat it?
I would have appreciated it, yes.
All right. Well, however bad the economy is, we're going to try to make it good for all Phil Henry fans and all fans of the Milwaukee Lions and all fans of the Hillbilly Football Conference, wherever you are. We make the entire 2015 Hillbilly Football League season available to you, as well as the playoff games all the way through the Dickman Bowl. That's going to be happening following the Dickman Bowl, which is when, Bud or Robert?
January 17th.
Yeah, January the 17th.
Okay, January 17th. So the week following, I imagine at some point, the 2015 Milwaukee Lions season will be available. And I think it'll be exciting, and that's our little announcement to you. We got a couple of more announcements to make, one of them having to do with Christine Blackburn, our very good friend. Christine is the host of the Storyworthy podcast. She is a television performer. She's a comic. She's an actress. She's done a lot of things. And Christine is celebrating her 50th birthday on Friday night at the Hollywood Improv, and she's invited me to be her special guest and storyteller for the evening, so I'm really excited about that.
Oh, I want to come to that. Now, Frank and I would like to come. Now, where is this? This is going to be at the...
It's the Hollywood Improv, right?
Yeah, the Hollywood Improv, right there in Melrose, and I'm sure they'll leave tickets for you guys at the door.
Well, I would expect as much. I didn't think you had to...
Yeah, why would you announce it, Mr. Andy?
Because I'm just saying, okay, Margaret? Don't get offended.
I'm not offended, but I don't think you have to. I think it gives people the wrong idea that I'm sitting here. Could I please have... I'm assuming and expecting that we will be, and our valet parking?
Yeah, I'm sure that'll get paid for.
Thank you.
Anyway,
thought you had a car. Didn't you have a, you know, a chauffeur?
Yeah, that's right. What about the chauffeur?
Oh, really? The shy had a kid.
Hey, watch it, will you? Coming on top of me.
Yeah, you went over top of Mr. Henry.
Don't make it sound dirty.
Well, Margaret, are you being drifted or not?
Am I being drifted?
Are you being driven by a chauffeur, yes or no?
What is this anyway, Nuremberg? You're not going to be... Yes.
Thank you.
What difference does it make?
I'm just curious.
What, are you writing a book or something?
Yeah, maybe I am writing a book on the death of Bud Dickman and what I was doing the day I killed him. First, I... God damn.
All right. Watch it.
Now I feel another fart coming on.
What the hell are you eating, man?
Just my normal breakfast. A full bowl of navy beans. What's it to you?
Well, no kidding, man. Go on, get out of here.
Don't shoo me away. Get out of here. Yeah! Sorry.
Get the fan on, Bud.
Yeah.
Anyway, folks, we'll be right back here. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. And we got, well, I think we have the weather coming, not the weather, the traffic. We don't have weather, do we?
No, we don't. We don't have a weatherman, but we do have a traffic man. Well, we don't have a traffic man. We have a traffic boy.
Well, we have traffic boys and we have a traffic baby.
Yes, we have a traffic boy and a traffic baby.
All right, all of that is coming up at the world-famous Phil Henry Show right after these announcements. I want to announce the grand prize winner of the Star Wars promotion. You remember when we said that we were going to, take or bring or send or something, somebody to California to be with me and mine to see the great film Star Wars, The Force Awakens, and then have a steak dinner with us at some place, maybe at Ted's, maybe other than Ted's. Maybe Ted will show up and eat there with us. You remember when we made that announcement when we said it was open to all of our year-long backstage pass holders and winners and lovers and peoples? The winner is Matthew S.
Yeah!
Big wow, Matthew S.
Oh, would you turn the fan on? What are you...
You're supposed to be in here, man. Matthew S. is the winner. Matthew S. is the winner. The grand prize winner of the Star Wars promotion. The big steak dinner. Oh, don't forget to fly. They're going to come to L.A. They're coming out to L.A., baby. Matthew S. And his loved ones.
Well, how many people is he going to bring with us, for God's sake?
Just Matthew. Matthew and a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Whoever, Matthew, it's fine with us, man. We'll be looking forward to seeing you. That's awesome. That is awesome. All right, let's go on, man. Let's got some traffic here now. We got Bob Bakian along with Sky Boy, Sky Baby, all the rest. Hey, what's up, Bob?
Hey, Phil, we got a party left till right now. It's Bob, that's it. Coming up the 15 freeway, I just came out here with the power, and the power went out of my broadband, my glide bot, and I had to put it on there with one hand. I'll tell you what's better than that's funny. Get out here, the 10 freeway was on today, and you got a downbound town. You're going to see that man coming out this high to do the scrap that as they're scrambled eggs right down the garage belt, brother. Here's Sky Boy.
I was having a long time around. Thanks for that, Bob. I had that too, further. Did you have to really? You want to try me? Well, you can get my hand from behind there. It's kind of baby.
Oh, da 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 da.
Somebody better get that guy into a nut house.
What do you mean, get him into a nut house? I don't think there's anything left of him or the Sky Baby.
Oh, the hell with that. I hope that Sky Baby burns. What a horrible thing to say. I don't give a shit. What are you laughing at? I'm laughing at you. I hope Sky Baby burns.
That is an absolutely incredible thing for you to say, that you hope the Sky Baby burns. The Sky Baby and all that it is and all that it's ever been and all that it's meant to all of us. The Sky Baby lives, and only the Sky Baby can live, I think, in... I don't really know what I'm saying, and I don't give a shit.
Well, let's go out to Ted's in Beverly Hills. Now I got Ted Bell out there, and we got, of course, Chef Carl Cedilia. Ted, how you doing?
Hey, Bill. Hey, how are you doing? Ted Bell here along with Chef Carl Cedilia. Today we're going to be talking about a Bangkok bowl, a Thai dish. I'll tell you something. If Hong Kong Charlie thinks he's got this this Asian food market sewed, forget it, Jack, because we've now got the Bangkok bowl. Hi, Chef Carl Cedilia. Chef,
how you doing? Chef, how are you? This is Phil Henry. It sounds like you've got a very, very active day.
Well, you know, it's another one of the meetings.
Phil, today is Tuesday morning. We always host the Beverly Hills Women's League, as well as the Beverly Hills Junior League, and the League of Juniors, as well as the Voter Junior. And this is all the...
What is the Voter Junior?
Well, that is the Beverly Hills Voter Junior. And that is can't even call it an organization. I'm not really sure what it is. It's something that I'm on the outside of. I don't understand it. And frankly, it's a little frightening.
I don't know what that means, though.
You don't have to know what it means, Chef. You're cooking up whatever you're cooking. But we got a lot of people in-house, so I got to get going, Phil, if you don't mind.
Go ahead, Ted, and thank you very much for, again, giving us the use of the great Chef. Chef Carl Cedilia, this morning you're going to be doing a Bangkok bowl?
That's right, Phil. A Bangkok bowl is a Thai dish, and it's a bowl of stir fries along with a delicious rice and butt dip and lead the way.
All right, I'm right here, Chef.
All right. First thing you're going to need is some sesame oil.
The best sesame oil.
And then you take the rice.
A little bit of rice.
And you put it in what are the vegetables?
Just vegetable.
No,
No. No, but not vegetable. But one of the ones...
But you people... Excuse me, Chef. It's called vegetable.
That's nice.
I told you.
I apologize for butting in.
All right. As I was saying, you get the vegetables. What do we got, bud?
We still get a vegetable.
Right. We got a bag of a frozen vegetable. And what you want to do with the frozen veg is we're going to try and put that in a pan with sesame oil. And then at the same time, you're boiling your rice ever so steadily. Now, the next thing I want to do is you take a little bit of the chili oil and you dribble it over. Excuse me for just a minute, Phil. Can I help you? There's what? The ladies' room is right there, yeah. Take a vegetable and...
Are you in the kitchen? It sounds like people are coming through there.
Yeah. Hey, Ted, you got these old ladies are coming through.
What?
You got a lot of old ladies coming through looking for the can.
Okay, ladies, may I have your attention?
All right, so, anyway, you take a little bit of the chili oil.
Yeah, the can, if you need to use the ladies' can.
Hold on, Ted, I can hear everything.
Well, hold on, you want me to say this or don't you?
Phil, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Now, you take a little bit of that chili oil.
Now, ladies, here's the ladies' can is right here. If you want to use the men's john, you can do that, but you got to stand up when you take a piss.
God damn it, man.
I don't believe that.
We're on the air, Ted.
What?
We're on the air.
Well, why don't you... Give me the book. Phil, did you hear that?
Yeah, we heard it.
Well, what's wrong with... what did I say?
Ladies, you're free to use the men's can, but you got to stand up while you use the...
So you take a little bit of chili oil, put that in the pan with the vegetable, and then you stir all the vegetable up you're cooking it. It's what it's called a slow cook. You understand what I mean by slow cook, Phil? It's not a stir fry so much as it is the slow cook, right?
It's the slow cook.
Yeah, the slow cook. And then you take that pan.
Ladies, I'm sorry.
Hold on for a minute.
Ladies, if you need to use the toilet, if you got to go number two, you can use a can in my office. I'm joking, of course. The bathrooms, both bathrooms, the toilet's flush. Now flush. Okay? What an asshole, man. What? I'm on the fucking air, man.
Give me the phone. Fuck, then take the rice and throw that shit in the...
Okay, Ted, anybody? All right, great.
Yeah, they're gone, Mr. Henry.
Oh, that's great. You know, these guys, man. Here's the thing. Get that guy back on the phone, will you, please?
Well, what are you doing? You're not calling the shots.
I'm calling the shots right now.
Wait, what does that mean?
If you don't mind, Philip.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, Ted. It's General Shaw.
Yeah, Ted Bell.
Hey, Bell, turn the music down, will you? Hey, Bell, this is General Galen Shaw.
Oh, it's Bell, is it, huh?
Yeah, it's Bell. Where do you get off, first of all, yelling into a phone that the ladies are welcome to do number two in a can in your office? Oh, you're only kidding. And then getting all over Coach...
It's not Coach, it's Chef.
Chef Chedilia, when he gets upset...
I took the phone away from his fat little mitts because he's got work to do. I want his fat ass in the kitchen not giving out freebie recipes to you guys that are out there freeloading, okay? Now, I said what I said. I apologize to the ladies, Phil. I will apologize to your audience if you want me to.
I'd appreciate it, yeah.
All right. I am sorry for saying to these old ladies, you're welcome to use a can in my office if you got to go number two. I'm sorry for saying to the old ladies that they can use the men's head.
Phil. All right, okay, that's enough.
Well, you wanted me to apologize, didn't you?
You're taking the opportunity to be a crude slob and a rude crude. You're just...
Yeah, you're being a crude and rude slob.
You know, speaking of crude and rude slobs, Dickman, didn't I hear you cutting one real rich this morning?
That was me. Don't put it on the boy.
Oh, it was you. Don't put it on the boy. I'm listening to the Phil Henry Show, and you're out in the hallway going, God damn it, man. That'll do. What? I can't understand you, Chef, when you've got your mouth full of crackers. I said the old ladies can hear everything you're saying. How many of you old ladies heard me say, Huh? They're not even listening. Oh, that's bullshit. So I apologize, Phil, and...
And you know, by the way, how I feel about that whole thing. It makes me sick.
Yeah, well, I'm so sorry, but so sorry, so sad, my dad. You know, too bad, so sad, my dad. Have you ever heard that? Hey, Phil, have you?
Yes, we've heard it.
No, I'm asking Phil, not you.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Okay. Too bad, so sad, my dad.
Okay.
Oh, you let me twist on that one. Okay, fine. I don't give a shit. I'm Ted Bell, and you're not, or however you want to say it. And thank you very much, Phil, for having me on your program this morning. I didn't know that I was going to have to apologize for existing.
Ted of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Ladies, if you need to use the toilet, make sure you... Number two, Ted.
What a child. What a child.
Why do you keep that guy on the air?
I mean, he's money, you know.
Well, he's money, Phil, but right there, when you say he's money, that means you'll do anything for a dollar. Now, I'm not judging you.
I don't think that means he'll do anything for a dollar.
When you have a crude slob on like Ted Bell, who we just heard talking ad nauseum about these old women going number two in a can and is off.
Very, very disrespectful.
All right, well, I apologize. I didn't know. Ted is, as you know, he's a crude slob. You're right, he is a crude slob. But he represents a great deal of financial support to this program, and we have tried to beat him into submission. We have tried to get him to see our way. He refuses, and so what do you want from me? You know, it's as simple as that. When we come back here, we're going to go back up to Bern, Oregon, and we are going to be a part of... On Bern, Oregon. We're going to be a part of Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police, as well as the Beaver Brigade, as well as La Beaverade, which is the female auxiliary. And we're going to find out what's happening there with the armed protesters who are up there in the Oregon Refuge, you know.
Yeah, this is a great song. Hey, Dee Dee. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico. Thank God we're back. The El Pacifico in Southern California.
Hey, listen, folks, why not support the podcast by signing up for a backstage pass? You get the full show archives, get the Lions games, get the classic podcast, get the Saturday show, get the Friday night chat, get exclusive pre-show commentary, the daily high-definition video cast. What do you want? What do you need? And you get it all at philhenryshow.com. Just go to our online store. Plus, now available, the Milwaukee Lion t-shirt is in the online store. The official Milwaukee Lion jersey with I Gagner number 15 on the back of the jersey there. And also, we ask you to very respectfully ask you to share the podcast with your friends and family and also on social media. Please do that. You become one of our favorite people in all of the world. Ratings and reviews on iTunes are, of course, very much appreciated. And join our email list on our homepage so we can send you important updates on the show. Also, visit our YouTube channel. See, there's all kinds of shit. Well, you know.
It seems that there's all kinds of shit.
That's what you said.
Well, there's all kinds of stuff that you can do, including our social media. If you want to visit us at Twitter, we are at twitter.com/RealPhilHendry, RealPhilHendry.com. And then we're also at twitter.com/PhilHendryShow. Margaret?
Yes, I'm at twitter.com/MargaretGray. And by the way, I want to clear the air about something. I tweeted some things that might have been taken the wrong way. I found as I was landing, and only as I was landing, at Le Huey, with Frank, and as you know, Phil, the Gundersons and the Pope Pattersons were waiting for us in the car. They had sent a car for us. All right, Phil?
Yes, I know, Margaret. I know that you get cars sent for you.
I'm not... Well, don't make a big thing out of it.
Well, you're making a big deal out of it. Do you know, Phil?
You know something? I...
You can't walk out, Margaret.
I know. Anyway, as Frank and I landed at Le Huey... And the car, Jacques Beau Patterson had sent his car from his ranch to meet us. As we were driving to his ranch, which, by the way, is 120 acres there on the southern shore of Kauai, devastatingly beautiful, just devastatingly beautiful. I mean...
So what'd you do? Did you pass out?
You almost do pass... Yes, I know you're asking as a joke, but you almost do pass out from the beauty, yes. But anyway, as I was looking at the tweeter... I noticed that one of my tweets had been deleted. Now, I want no misunderstanding. I did not mean to issue forth any kind of crude, roughneck, or roughly hewn statement of anger that would put anyone in an uncomfortable frame of mind, perhaps even worrying for themselves. I would never do that. I'm a mother and a wife. My political philosophies that go behind the passion that drives them, or that are the passion what drive... You see, this is...
Well, I told you not to talk that much.
You don't tell me not to talk that much.
That's what we did. Now you're getting...
What I'm saying, Phil, will you help me out?
All right, Margaret, you didn't mean to say what you said, and you apologize.
Yes, and I apologize. Now, I saw that Phil engaged one of the principals on Twitter.
That will go unsaid as well. All of that's water under the bridge. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. That's why it's been such a rough day with all of this crap can. Hey, General, by the way, what do you think of that North Korea?
What, are you out of the commercial?
Oh, by the way, we're out of the break, I should say. Okay, bye.
Oh, I love this. Do it.
Jesus.
God, man.
What do you mean, God, man?
Well, you go and do it. It's scary.
Know something, bud? The problem with you and a lot of men and young men like yourself, someday you may have to handle a woman like me, and well, it could very well kill you.
Yeah. Woo! Got that right.
Turn it off. Turn that garbage down. Oh, I love that song. It's so.
Yeah, it's great. All right, so where are we now? I don't know, but we're going to get there. Wherever we are is where we is, and Jack, that's good enough for me. It's world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Now, we do have we do have up there in Bern, Oregon, Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. So let's just rip this thing while we got it going on. Hey, Jay. Jay, you there?
I'm right here, Phil.
Jay Sanders, Citizens Auxiliary Police, joining us, and we're going to get a little background, more background here as we move on through this episode that's happening there in Oregon with these armed militia-type dudes. I don't really know. What do you make? Yesterday, you had a very sympathetic view, Jay. You were talking there with Brilly Hansen from the Beaver Brigade.
You know, Sam, Phil, I do have a bit of a sympathetic view, if you want to call that. What's going on here in the city of Bern, Oregon. And the reason why I do is simply this. Constitution of the United States of America, which you know and I know, covers all the civil liberties that we have in this country. And it very simply says, you're going to have a right, and you get the rights to have a gun.
Well, that's not...
Excuse me, General, excuse me, if you don't mind, because I know...
Yeah, General, you gotta let the General talk, though.
I'm gonna let the General talk, okay? But right now, Jay Sanders is talking, and I'm only speaking from the standpoint of being a member of a civil libertarian, you know.
You're not any civil libertarian. You're a neighborhood watch group.
Excuse me, but I have...
All right, you guys have got to knock it off. Let him talk.
I have experience, General, as a... doing a citizen's arrest. We've done flare drops, you know.
You've done flare drops. Boy, there's a hot one. And let me tell you something. If those guys come out of that house blazing, you're going to be nothing more than a pith helmet on top of some very weird greenish-yellow fluid. I would imagine that's your urine. Forget.
Oh, my urine and what you think is my blood.
That's right, your green blood. You guys knock it off now. Now, I want to ask Jay one question here. Where is Brilly Hansen? Is he there?
Yeah, Brilly is here. He is right now fielding questions from reporters.
What is the stand of your organization and the Beaver Brigade? Are you for or against these guys?
Well, we are simply here to look over, to peek over. God, I'm so nervous. Brilly's going to come over. He's coming over right now.
Yeah, you're nervous, all right.
Yeah, it's Brilly Hansen. Hello.
Brilly, it's Phil Henry.
Yes.
Brilly, I was asking Jay, and he got a little emotional there.
Well, he's been emotional all day long, and it's hard to communicate with him and members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police there from California. But the Beaver Brigade has done all that it can in terms of the snack food. We can't do any more.
He's not asking about that.
What?
He's not asking about that.
What are you asking me about?
I'm asking, what is your official position?
Well, my official position is... my official position is I'm here to make sure that no one dies, first of all, and to make sure that everything is done according to plans, and that there's no hard feelings, and that there's no... I don't know what you... What do you mean? What is...
He wants to know what... Do we support him?
Do we support them? Of course we support them in their constitutional right to a free assembly. But what are you doing with that?
I want to find out. God damn it.
What the fuck are you doing?
I just, really, this is a very, very inexpensive. You've got fucking rifle.
What are you guys doing?
It's nothing. It's okay. Oh, got buckshot. It looks like Burley fired his own shotgun right into his foot. You fired the fucking...
He fired his own shotgun right into his foot.
He got buckshot. Yo, oh, you... Oh, I hate you.
But you know something? That's you guys are a class... You're perfect. You guys are poster boys for that whole Jack Paul...
I'll tell you right now, that was his mistake. He grabbed his shotgun from me because I was just seeing if it was loaded. Okay.
What? I heard the one of the barrels go off.
It did. I found out it was loaded. You know.
And then he grabbed it from you.
And he grabbed it from me. You got buckshot. You okay, Burley? Oh, fuck! Burley's having a hard time right now, Phil. Let me see this thing. Don't worry about it, Phil. I know what I'm doing. See? All right. Let's point it up. Just point it up in the air. Yeah, it's loaded.
How many barrels does this thing have?
Well, sure, we got two, but we reloaded it. What are you doing? Give me the phone. Man, I'm going to have to pick a buckshot out of my shin, out of my foot. What a weasel dick. Oh, you got? No. You asked me a question. I'm sorry.
Look, you better get medical attention.
Yeah, if you got buckshot in your leg, you better get that picked up.
No, I'm fine. I'll get medical. I want this opportunity. I'm not missing any opportunity to speak to the media. What was your question?
What? You don't want to miss an opportunity?
What was your question, please?
All right. Where do you stand with these guys?
You asked me that.
You already asked him that, and he dodged it. He said, well, he doesn't want anyone to get killed.
I'm not dodging a bomb. No, I'm not dodging at all. I'm just saying that I stand with them not being hurt by the police. This is a protest that they're making. And put it down, will you, for fuck's sake? Hold on. So, thank Christ that this... I got to get this guy under control, you mind? He's going to go over here. He's got one of his underlings over here.
Who's firing that gun?
It ain't me. It's one of these Beaver Brigade guys. No, La Beaverate. It was La Beaverate. As my wife, Sylvia.
You guys, I'm shocked and stunned that you guys are not getting arrested for firing that shotgun.
We're not this. Hey, okay. Yes, sir, we're going to conceal it. No, we... The police officer now talking to my wife.
Does he see that you've been shot?
Why don't you just give me a phone? He's going to go. He's got to talk to this cop now. Cop heard the shots go off. What I would say, Phil, is the following thing. Anybody that is interested in knowing more about the Beaver Brigade or the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Nobody wants to know more about your jive-ass organization. We want to know what's going on with these clowns in that refuge.
Are the clowns in the refuge? You mean the gunmen and everything like that?
Yes. What do you think we're asking you about?
Well, those guys are going to do what they're going to do. I don't know. I mean, the cops right now are probably going to starve them out or wait them out. I think they're going to wait them out. Now, I think those guys inside that hut, they think that they're going to have some kind of a shootout. Cops aren't going to have a shootout with them. And
well, that's what I said yesterday.
Yeah, you called it, Phil.
Well, what do you mean you called it?
Well, I did. I said the cops are not going to have a shootout with them. I said the cops are going to wait them out. They don't want another a Waco or Ruby Ridge. They don't want any more of that stuff. This is going to be a waiting game. They're going to let these guys save face, probably. They'll come out with their hands up. They'll arrest them, and they'll have made their point, you know?
Well, Phil, I heard that.
Did you talk to the cop?
Yeah, I talked to him. I don't think that's, you know, I think you're misunderstanding. These guys are for real. They're for real.
I know they're for real, but they're for real as far as they've got, you know, some energy and food and nutrition and they've had sleep and they're for real. Once this becomes all too real to them in terms of the lack of food, the lack of sleep, the lack of water, all kinds of things, then it's going to be real in a different way.
Well, what are you saying?
I'm saying that no man... And no matter how well-intentioned, is going to be able to deal with that. And the police are going to coax them out of there by saying, look, you guys, you know, it's gone on too long. You're illegally occupying. Come on out of there. You know, these guys will come out. They'll be big heroes because they made their point. I don't think the cops are going to try and humiliate them. I think the whole thing is intended to be a situation where they come out unhurt, unharmed. You know, their weapons, obviously, they have to lay down. And they'll go off and, you know, they'll take care of business with these guys.
Ned, I don't know. You know, I help people say that, and of course I heard it on the news today. But you didn't see these guys. We supplied them with snack food. We've got crackers.
Well, what are crackers going
to
do?
I'm trying to tell you that we've given them the nutrition that Phil's talking about. They've got crackers. They've got squeezed tea. And...
Well, you sound a little emotional, and I can understand that.
Well, it's been a bit emotional day. I'm going around and trying to find squeeze cheese.
I understand that, and I'm sure that a lot of people have been very forthcoming in helping you. And I know that you've been doing your best for those men. But what Phil is saying is true. There's not going to be any supplying of these men until they do what the police and what the law dictates.
But we went out. Talk about squeeze cheese. I told them about squeeze cheese. They don't care. Let me have the phone. Let me have the phone. I'll handle this. Phil, we went out last week in anticipation of this, and when the call for snack food went out, we were ready with probably 150 canisters of squeeze cheese. And
who gives a shit about squeeze? Excuse my language, Margaret, but who cares about squeeze cheese? You guys are missing the whole point on this thing.
They were talking about they need snack.
I understand they need snacks, but these clowns need something more. They need to give up, or the police are going to starve them out of there. These guys think they're going to be big heroes by just staying there and not eating, or not... what are they going to do? You can't stay awake and you can't stay alert for that long. A flash grenade, something, and they'll be out of there.
You know, there is one scenario that I worry about, and that is that these guys may be so motivated that they don't care if they take, like, a death, like if they one of them is killed inadvertently. If one of them dies from, who knows, malnutrition. I don't think a man can become that severely malnourished in less than, say, 30 days or so. But who knows? They may, you know.
Well, if you're saying that there's some sort of an apocalyptic scenario here.
Phil, that's what I worry about, too, Phil. I worry so very deeply about that. That's why the general can laugh all he wants. When we talk about crackers and squeeze cheese...
Is that all you guys have been able to get into them?
Well, I don't even know if we've been able to do that, but we've got it right now. I'm standing next to at least 150 cases of squeeze. Let me see this. Squeeze cheesy. Squeezy cheesy. I don't know. What is this stuff? I don't know. It's some shit the guy brought with. We got 150 cases of squeezy cheese and 150 cases of crackomite. Crackomite?
Yeah, crackomite's pretty good. Those are sesame crackers.
Yeah, I got 150 cases of that.
Well, that won't keep anybody alive, man. Crackomite and squeezy cheesy. Fuck. That's not even... That is not food for a soldier.
Well, I'm so sorry, General. I was, you know, a plum out of, you know, Marine rations. You know?
All right, Jay, thank you for reporting, and thank you for staying abreast of that. We'll be back with you tomorrow.
I'll be here, Phil. I don't know about Bro. You gonna be out? I don't know, man. What do I look like? That guy's in the worst mood. I tell you, Citizens Auxiliary Police is an example of a very smooth and finely tuned organization compared to this wing nut deal. He's a wing nut. The whole organization blows a horrible horse. You know.
Thank you, Jay Sano, Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Man, I'll tell you right now, what you said about those guys, one of them dying, man, that makes sense.
Well, what? How would one of them die? I don't understand.
What Phil said. If they go in with flash grenades, anything that the police do to weakened men can possibly cause a fatality. Even if they're going in there as peacefully as they can, as non-offensively as they can, they could very well hurt someone. And then you've got a real problem.
Well, that's it. A death of any one of those guys inside that refuge, and the federal government will never hear the end of it. And suddenly, all those things like Waco and Ruby Ridge and all that starts coming back, in spades. And the next thing you know, what are you looking at, bud?
Well, you said in spades.
Man, that's not racist, man. It's a common term. I'm just trying to figure it out, that's all.
All right, well, fine. You figured it out. Have you got it figured out?
Yeah.
Anyway, as I said, it could very well be a clusterfuck. I don't know. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Come take me from this cage. Be right back. Cause these four walls and iron bars have been witness to the rage
of a thousand broken hearts. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm Margaret Gray. We'll be right back. A king without a crown. The passion, the warmth.
bombs coming soon.
All right, guys, let's face it. Unexpected legal questions arise each and every day, and traffic violations may be part of them. Identity theft may be part of it. Personal injury, you name it. We all want to believe it can't happen to us, but wouldn't you rather be prepared in case it did? Now, you have heard of really, really rich guys with attorneys that they keep on retainer. Oh, my lawyer, Mr. So-and-so, my lawyer, Mr. Such-and-such. Well, I'm telling you, for the average guy like you and me, Legal Shield has been offering legal plans for 45 years, creating a world where everyone can access legal protection, and more importantly, creating a world where everyone can afford it. With Legal Shield on your side, you'll have access to high-quality law firms for as little, get a load of this, $17.95 a month. For $17.95, you've got a lawyer you can call no matter what the problem. Whether it's reviewing important legal documents, finalizing real estate transactions, preparing your last will and testament, or just fighting speeding tickets, Legal Shield attorneys are there to advise you on any legal matter, no matter how traumatic or how trivial it may seem. Legal Shield law firms are paid in advance, so their sole focus is on serving you rather than billing you. With a legal plan, you'll be protected and empowered to worry less and live more. That's what it's all about, okay? So visit www.legalwithphil.com. Keep that in mind. That's your go-to address, your go-to web address, www.legalwithphil.com for plan rates and more information. You won't regret it. That's www.legalwithphil.com. This is an old one, Bud, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a pretty old one here.
This is called In Chains, Sherman's Harvest. I don't know, man. Why does this sound... This thing sounds like... Sounds like an oldie. I don't know what's up with me. Maybe I'm getting so old, everything sounds old, or maybe I'm getting so old, I'm young again. Well, I don't recognize this at all.
Well, this might be what you call retro, huh? Yeah.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Bobby and Steve Dooley are a couple of folks that we want to talk to here this morning. You guys know Bobby and Steve. They've been on the show frequently. Now, we were just back from Hawaii. There's a couple of things we're going to talk with them about.
Yeah, Ms. Dooley, Ms. Dooley, Mr. Henry.
Yes, sir.
What are you going to talk about?
Well, the first thing...
We have to talk about being in Hawaii, then another thing...
I'll do it, Steve. Phil, we want to talk about Donald Trump, and we want to talk about being in Hawaii, and we want to talk about, Donald Trump and being in Hawaii.
Yeah.
All right, so which do we...
I had a little discussion. Bobby, it's Margaret.
Yeah, hi.
So let's talk about Trump. You said that you have drifted. You and Steve are drifting back to Trump. Is that right?
Yeah, we are drifting. We found ourselves drifting to Cruz a little bit after the summer when we found out that most of our friends were not going to be voting for Donald Trump. At that time, of course, we were embarrassed because I'm sure you understand we don't want to necessarily be politically doing something that some of the other ones aren't going to do.
You understand, Mr. Henry?
Well, hold on for a minute.
Understand about our peer pressure.
Yeah, about the peer pressure.
Well, hold on for a minute. Are you guys saying that you didn't want to vote for Donald Trump because you found out that there were other people in the neighborhood there, other people that you respected that weren't... in other words, there were other people that didn't like Donald Trump.
Well, now, let's be very clear. I am not the kind of a woman who is going to... what are you doing?
Gotta make that banana.
I'm not the kind of a woman who is going to back down because of peer pressure. Okay, that's just not how I roll. Okay, what I felt though was important was that we not only do we not back down from the peer pressure, but that we, Steve, I can hear that all the way over here.
Making a banana.
I know you are. Is that I exercise good judgment, and that I exercise good judgment and good leadership, okay, on behalf of the people at Western Estates Homeowners Association and the allied Western Estates ground organizations, okay, because we are a people not unlike other people.
What can I see? What does it mean, the other allied ground organizations?
Well, we have a great number of different homeowners associations that involve themselves in lots and lots and lots of different kinds of social and political issues, and we want to make sure that we're right there at the forefront of that.
Yep. It's not about Donald Trump, the peer pressure.
Well, you guys said peer pressure.
Right, but we want to... It isn't so much peer pressure. I should have said, Phil, it is the support of our rank and file. Would you turn that...
I'm making a banana here.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Is that... Hey, Dooley, General Shaw.
Yep.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I got a banana. And... Got it.
You got a banana? He's making a banana and a protein powder.
You're making a banana and a protein powder, is that it?
Yeah, I'm making a banana shake right now.
Steve makes these banana shakes before he works out.
Yeah, okay, well, the problem is we're hearing that as Mr. Henry is trying to... God damn it.
Steve?
You gotta get him banana.
I know you. How many bananas are you putting in that?
Put four.
I'm awfully sorry.
Okay, because we can hear that, maybe you could move into another room.
I could move into another room, but then that would not exercise the proper leadership.
Yeah, I don't want my wife backing down.
Well, then why don't you not do the banana, okay?
Do the banana.
Don't blend it.
Oh.
You know, sometimes I speak with you, Ms. Dooley and Mr. Dooley. Sometimes I'm talking to you, and I think you people are putting me on. You know that?
What does that mean?
I mean, you can't be serious with some of the things that you do. It sounds like you're trying to... See, this is...
I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to get the other banana.
How many bananas, Steve?
Yeah, there were four.
That's been at least five bananas.
See, these people are putting me on.
Are you guys serious?
Are we serious with what?
Mr. Henry, I'm sorry.
Are you serious? Every time you try to talk or anybody tries to talk, this guy's got the blender going with a banana.
Ever since Steve started work, Mr. Henry, I would counsel you to watch your tone. I'm not doing anything other than being on the program, being interviewed as I requested, or as you...
You're supposed to say...
I'm sorry. Yes, we did ask. We asked Miss Dooley.
Well, the cat's out of the bag now.
You can edit that, right?
Yes, of course. We asked Miss Dooley to be on the show, and she was very busy, but she granted us this one very brief interview.
Thank you, Phil. Yes, and so, no, General, to answer your question, you fucking...
Ow! God! Ow! Ow! The nuts!
Well, it serves you right.
Right in the nuts.
I told you... Now, go on, get out of here. Get out of here before I really lose my temper.
Right in the ball sack.
Again, I don't care what kind of marital problems you're having.
We don't have marital problems, thank you.
Right. I don't care what kind of marital problems you're having. I'll call the police the next time I hear you assault him like that.
Oh, you will, huh? And you're going to butt into my marital issues. Why? Because I'm trying to give an interview, and I married a stone imbecile, a stone raving imbecile. Is the man that I married, and I'm trying to give an interview while he's got a blender going. 18 bananas later, and I pop him in the nutsack. Big wow.
Don't hang up.
Why am I not allowed?
We have told you time and again nobody's allowed to hang up on this show. You want to pretend to hang up, you can.
I don't want to pretend.
Go.
And you know what, Phil? You could all rot in the dirt. Drop in the dirt and rot at my feet. Did it sound like I hung up?
Yes, it did.
Sounded very realistic.
Shh. Oh. I never touched your ball sack. Are we on the air?
Yes.
Oh, you talked.
What?
You talked to him.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, I came back to put another banana in. I know you think that this is a comedy bit of some kind, and no, it isn't. Now, I apologize to my wife for messing everything up, and I'm sorry, but I had to get... I'm going over to the gym to work out. I'm on my last set of arm curls. I got my arms looking almost the way I want them to look. They're good, man. You should see my guns. And all I want to do is...
No one cares about your guns, Dooley. We want you to get your blended, your banana shake out of the way so we can talk to your wife.
Well, I'm here to talk because my wife is fed up with me and she's in the bathroom right now.
Well, how long is she going to be?
Hold on. Hey, honey. Honey.
What?
How long are you going to be?
I don't know, honey. A few more minutes, for Christ's sake.
Sorry. What my wife is trying to say, Mr. Henry, I think is pretty easy and pretty... You shouldn't, you know, make no bones about it. what my wife is trying to say, she's always said. And that is that we, as members of the system...
I'll do it.
Woo! Oh, shit.
All right. I got the phone, Phil.
That was absolutely vulgar.
I didn't know. You know something? You've got a lot of opinions, don't you?
I do have a lot of opinions. This morning I come in here, I got the general farting in the hallway, and now you're cutting one loose in the...
Cutting one loose, here.
How'd you give me the phone?
I'm not going to put up with much more of this. I just simply want to ask, are you guys drifting toward Trump? Because why? Because of his stand on a particular issue?
We feel that the gun control thing is the most important thing, Mr. Henry. Here she is now.
I'm sorry, Phil. I didn't know this.
It sounds like the door's open.
It is. We don't have any secrets in our house.
Oh, Christ. Are you kidding me?
God damn.
Oh, why did you all grow up? The fact of the matter is, Phil, we have followed Donald Trump because we think that guns don't kill people, bullets do. And I brought this up...
Wait. Guns don't kill people?
Boy, there's a... Well, you know what? I can't disagree with that. Bullets do. What do you want to do, get rid of all the bullets?
No, I'm saying... I don't know what I want to do, but I'm saying that guns don't kill people, bullets do. Well, I brought that up at our last... Homeowners Association meeting, and I was talking to Crystal Will Hoopender. She gave me the bug eye. And I said, what are you doing? And she was just bug eyeing it.
Yeah, gave the bug eye, Mr. Andy.
Here's my husband, Steve.
Does this mean we get to hear you flush a toilet again?
Go to hell.
My wife just told you to go to hell.
Oh, did she? Well, you know, I didn't hear that.
Well, I feel very hurt on behalf of my wife.
Steve, you know, I gotta tell you something here, man. You know, you sound like an idiot. Your wife sounds like an idiot.
Okay, well, that's it. I'm hanging up.
No, you can't.
Can I pretend?
Yeah.
Ah, I hate it. All right, I'm back.
So anyway,
this woman, Crystal Will Hoopender, she looked at my wife with a bug eye. That's all.
What is the bug eye?
The eye's bugged out of the head.
Well, in other words, she looked at her stunned.
Yeah, she was stunned. And my wife stared... You know, and everything like that.
Is the door closed?
Yes, the door's closed, honey.
Yeah. That's got it.
I hear you.
We heard that.
You heard what?
We heard the toilet flush.
Yes, we heard the toilet flush. We can hear it. We can hear it a mile away. What the hell do you think this is, anyway?
Oh.
All right, so bullets don't... guns don't kill people, bullets do. And Crystal Will Hoopender gave you the bug eye.
That's correct, yes. Now, as to your Hawaii, okay, are we all solid on that?
Well, no, not really. So you are in favor of Donald Trump because you're in favor of some...
I didn't say in favor.
In favor of some plan he has to, what, get rid of bullets?
No, we just think that Donald Trump, okay, is good. And then I came up with bullets don't kill people, or guns don't kill bullets. Bullets?
Bullets don't... Guns don't kill people, bullets kill...
Guns don't kill... people, bullets kill people. And we said, well, let's send it in to Donald Trump. And that's it. And then I went and used the toilet. And you people have done nothing but disparage me. And
no, Ms. Dooley, it's like every other appearance on our show that you and your husband are engaged in. It is a... It's a freaking... Never mind.
Yeah, see? Ted got your tongue.
All right, let me just take over here. We've only got a few minutes. What was yours? You were talking about you and Steve never having problems in Hawaii because Phil was talking off air about not having a good time in Hawaii, and we weren't able to really get to all of that.
Well, I did hear that, and here's Steve to tell you more.
All right, Mr. Henry, I won't be making a shake. Mr. Henry?
Yes.
I'm not making a shake.
Go ahead.
All right. When we go to Hawaii, we walk to the beach, and we have a surfboard on our head. Have you ever done that? Have you ever done that? That's all I ask.
Have I ever done what? Have I?
Have you ever gone? Oh, boy. Have you ever gone to Hawaii, okay, with a surfboard on your... Not with a surfboard on your head.
When you walk to the beach, do you have a surfboard on your head?
No, I do not.
That's what Steve and I do. Every time we go to the beach, we walk down to the beach.
Yeah, with a surfboard on our head. And a lot of times I'll be humming the tune to, like, Penetration by the Pyramids.
What is it called?
It's called Penetration by the Pyramids. It's a surf song. It goes, do, 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 do,
do. Do, 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 do. Yeah, and so Steve does that. We go down to the beach, and we sit, and we stick the boards in the... Whatever you want to stick them in, you know?
Yeah, I know. You could, as far as we're concerned, you could stick surfboards.
But when we walk down to the beach in Hawaii, we have a surfboard on our head or a boogie board, something that you, some flotation device.
What about a life jacket?
No, not a life jacket. The general's trying to be funny.
Trying is the key word there.
Well, I admit I can't be the three ring shit.
Yeah, see, cat got your tongue.
I don't think the cat got his tongue. I think the cat's living in his mouth.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh my God, was that your laugh?
Was what my laugh?
That witch cackle.
Goodbye.
You can't hang up. All right, you know what? I'll let you go. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Dooley, and it has been a great. Did they hang up?
Yeah.
It's been no great pleasure, is what I really want to say. And thank you very much.
I heard what you just said. It's been no great pleasure.
And thank you very much, General Galen Shaw, for being with us. And thank you, Margaret. We didn't have enough time, really, to get into the... We didn't have enough time. I don't think we even got close to getting into the whole Donald Trump...
the whole idea of guns don't kill people, bullets do. That's a big fight she's having with that Crystal Will Hoopender.
Who is this broad?
Somebody on their Homeowners Association board. Okay, guys, for all of us here at the world-famous Phil Henry Show for this Tuesday, it's been fantastic. Thank you for joining us. And I'll tell you what, I'll get more into the Hawaii vacation tomorrow because it took a lot out of me. Vacations are supposed to put things back into you, but
the only thing that vacation put back into you is a couple of bottles of tequila. Whoa!
Yay! Yay! Yo!
Famous Phil Henry Show is produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Right in the nuts.